We want to remind everyone that most weeks they can join us at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information on all our shows, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Adam, there's almost nowhere left in the world free from advertising, but at least we have the refreshing, clean taste of Pepsi Cola to comfort us. Anyway, one advertiser... one advertiser has found a new frontier. They're putting ads where?
In other advertisements.
That would be clever, but no.
Gillette wouldn't want to advertise in this place because people would then associate it with shaving.
Shaving. This is sort of the antithesis of shaving.
Oh, inside people's beards.
Yes, in their beards.
What?
That's true. Sure, you've seen some men around who seem to be advertising the brand of buffalo wings they ate last night in their beards. But this is different. The root beer company A&W will be paying bearded men $5 to attach a tiny sign to their beards. Because when you're selling something you want people to drink, you want them thinking about a great big wad of hair. And I mean, it's a great idea. Of course, we can't do advertising in NPR. But we want to remind you that support for NPR comes from some guy's beard. More at mangylookinghobo.org.
Why? What if ZZ Top could be there? Spokespeople.
Oh, yeah.
God.
ZZ Top is like the Times Square of beard advertising.
Yeah.
You made it there.
Yeah, the Duck Dynasty guys are going to make out like bandits.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
If the Taliban ever sells out, they're set.